There are a bunch of practical questions that are coming up in terms of long-term therapy. And one of the biggest ones is how long do you need to use hormone therapy in the adjuvant setting? And when we were using tamoxifen, it kind of centered down on 5 years. Now in postmenopausal women, by far the most common therapy, the aromatase inhibitors, there are trials out there looking at whether it should be more than 5 years, but people still have to make decisions. The data started coming out about 6 years ago, so there are a lot of women who are coming up to 5 years. Where are we with that?
Yeah. Right now, for the majority of patients with node-negative breast cancer, the duration of aromatase inhibitor is about 5 years. People are really thinking seriously about longer duration, especially in the setting of node-positive breast cancers. There are two very large trials ongoing, NSABPB42 and the MA17 re-randomization trial that are looking at duration. So in the next year or so, it would be great if we enroll all our patients to this trial so that we can get an answer quicker. Because we need to potentially look at some maybe downsides of long-term aromatase inhibitor therapy. And the two that concern me the most are, number one, impact of bone, and number two, the potential impact on cardiac function. So these trials really need to look at these two issues.
In terms of both of those issues, now the bone, when the first wave of trials, they just kind of let things go. I mean, they didn't really focus that much on bone. Now, nowadays, you know, everybody's, even if you don't have getting aromatase inhibitor, people looking at bone density, using bisphosphonates, aggressively kind of manage that problem. With that type of approach, how much of a risk do you think the AIs are, particularly in terms of fractures?
I don't think the AIs are really very risky drugs, but they do have the side effect. I am concerned about thinking of utilizing bisphosphonates for 10 to 15 years in women because we just don't have the knowledge of the potential side effect profile of these drugs, not only on the bone density, but of the structure of the bone, which we do not readily measure by doing a bone mineral density. Certainly, there's also the small problem, but clear problem of osteonecrosis of the jaw, which we need to keep paying attention to.
You also mentioned cardiac issues, and there have been kind of little sniffs or whiffs about whether or not, you know, the aromatase inhibitors trials, there is an increase. If it's there, it doesn't seem like it's that great. What's your take on that right now?
I think these drugs are very safe from the cardiac standpoint when used for 5 years. Beyond 5 years, we need a little bit more data.